I had heard about the press conference on the news last night. So on the news, they had stated that the press conference was going to be in support of the board and Dr. Granita Lathan, superintendent of District 150. So I wanted to come out to see and to hear the support that would be given to the board today, since I am a board member.
Did you receive one of those cartoons?
Yes.
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, the cartoon is very disturbing, and so that the District 150 security also wanted it to be reviewed and the contents of it to be considered. We're always concerned about the welfare of our board and our superintendent and other administrative staff. So, yes, the cartoons are very disturbing. Unfortunately, it does seem to be a byproduct of this latest situation in the district with the Charter Oak School.
Do you know how many people received those cartoons?
Far as I know of, school board members and administrators at District 150.
Did you feel threatened by the cartoon?
I was very disturbed. I would put it that way. It is very disturbing.
What's in the cartoon?
I couldn't see it very well. It looked like small print to me, and it would be something that you need to see fairly up close, I think.
Right. I would say, as it was mentioned before, that you would contact the public information person, Chris Copeland, at District 150, and those letters that we received, the cartoon, they're not actually letters, they're cartoons, were turned over to the Peoria Police Department. So depending on if they would want to release it, then you can see what's in the cartoon. But they were sent individually. FOIA then?
And Peoria PD said they didn't have them.
Well, I know they were turned over to them because I signed a release saying that they could investigate my letter. I guess it's a letter because there's a message in it, but primarily it's a cartoon.
Your response to Mr. Burnett was saying that it seemed that Change 150 was targeting Superintendent Lathan. But yet it seems that Change 150 kind of spearheaded the election for the candidate that overcame Laura Patel. Your reaction?
Change 150 have said that their purpose is to remove the board and also to remove the superintendent. So that is true, that Change 150, that is their goal, their objective.
Has the board tried to sit down with Change 150, especially given the result of the election on Tuesday, where it was such a wide margin of victory?
The board in itself cannot sit down with Change 150 because basically of having to just have so many logistics to go into that as well. But what you heard earlier, that Change 150 has met with Dr. Lathan, Reverend Powell, I would say, and I think perhaps one other person, there has been conversation between the superintendent and with the leadership of Change 150.
Well, certainly the school board president could sit down with Change 150. Otherwise, the entire board, that would be an Open Meetings Act issue, and so the entire board couldn't without it being a public meeting.
Right.
But certainly the school board president and vice president could sit down, I would think, with Change 150.
That's true, and I'm not aware of if that request has been made by the board officers or by Change 150 themselves. I know I have not been invited to a meeting with them.
Two things I wanted to clear up. When did Dr. Lathan and Jim Powell talk? And also, give me your general feeling about what Reverend Burnett said here today and his expressions of support.
The meeting between Superintendent Lathan and Reverend Powell has been within the recent days. It was before the election. The exact date I do not know, but I do know that they had a meeting. In regards to Pastor Burnett, is there anything specific? I mean, he said a whole lot of things. Yeah.
You know, he compared the city's hiring record for minorities to the district's hiring record. I just wanted to get your general overall impressions.
Have no information in regards to what the city has done.
No, but overall impressions of what he said as far as expressing his support for the district.
Overall, I think Pastor Barnett did a good job of presenting what are some of the good and positive things that are happening in District 150. And the question that he asked, what really is the problem when you put when you look and see what District 150 has done over the past 4 years, in terms of student advancement, in terms of their education, the programs that have come, the technology, the books, so much even in the leadership. Mm-hmm. Overall, I think he makes a good point. What can you say against that?
Mm-hmm. Does the board know who it's going to appoint yet?
Well, as of yet, the recently elected board member has not resigned. So we can't move forward until that step is taken.
Is Change 150 any different than like a year or so ago when Kevin Curtin was removed and the other principal? Or is it just that they're following through with their displeasure?
I think it's been quite clear that Change 150 has been specifically focused on the Charter Oak issue. I'm not aware of anything more specific. Change 150 came about because of the Charter Oak issue.
But I guess with that, when Kevin Curtin was reassigned and the other principal, I can't remember his or her name, and I'm sure the board was, packed house. Mm-hmm. But maybe they never went any farther and just said, hey, something's wrong. But now Change 150 has come and sustained their opinion. Your reaction?
I'll just repeat what I said. Change 150 did not develop until the Charter Oak situation. There was not a Change 150 group put together or made known to us for any of the other previous issues.
But don't you think that the Change 150 group came to formation as a result of a lead-up of displeasure, discomfort?
Some people call it a pattern.
Yes.
I think what you're trying to get at is when the District 150 retired administrators, they came out then, and the union, and
based
so all of this kind of built
in. The straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
Then that's their opinion. All I can tell you is that we were not aware of any focused group calling for the removal of the board and the superintendent and all the other activities that have come as a result of the things that we have seen, mentioning the cartoons and other things that have been said in a very negative way, did not appear until after the Charter Oak issue.
Do you agree with that he's basically saying that it's partly a race issue. Would you agree with that part of his statements?
I think anytime you are dealing with a social issue, you have to consider all the challenges that come with society as to why people do what they do and say what they do.
What haven't we asked you that you think is important for people to know?
I think it's important for the community to know that at this point that the school board stands behind Dr. Lathan. We are not in a situation right now that we're discussing anything in regards to her future with the board. So I think from what people have been able to gather from our business, our work and performance as a board, is that we are working very well with this superintendent, and we are proud of the achievements that this district has made. So we're okay or better than that right now, because we do agree that District 150 is where remarkable happens.
I guess maybe your reaction to last week's vote.
My reaction to last week's vote, I found it very interesting. I think, again, you have to allow the community to respond to issues as they have need of or as they see how they would like to do that. And so I think right now we just have to deal with what has happened, what was the result of that vote, and then move on.
Is it something board members have kind of put in their back of their heads, even if you can only speak to yourself, of, okay, there's a group out there that's willing to back a candidate besides us? Is it something that you guys are like, okay, maybe we do need to look at what we're doing?
We have always looked at what we are doing, and I think we've done board governance very well. And so we respond to issues as they come forward to us. This, again, there is a process that we must follow in terms of a board member resigning. So we will look at that process and begin it if necessary.
Okay, and you say you still haven't heard from Sue Wolstenholme as far as as far as officially resigning.
Yeah, I have not been contacted by the board officer saying that he officially received a letter of resignation. So unless, until something like that happens, we just assume and accept that we have a new school board member.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks for your time.